Wolfie waited. The broom twitched. Its bristles hissed and began to skitter across the flagstones on the kitchen floor. And then it fell over. Just when Wolfie was wondering if he'd got the spell wrong again, the broom suddenly stood bolt upright, sprouted a pair of arms, and said somewhat insolently,
"Yes? What do you want?"
Wolfie was stunned. Right, he stammered.
Come on, said the broom. I've not got all day, you know.
Wolfie puffed out his chest and spoke in the deepest voice he could manage. Water. The thing is, I need a lot of water bringing in from the well out there and...
Hold on, mate,
interrupted the broom.
Strictly speaking, I'm a domestic cleaning implement. Don't say nothing in my contract about the fetching and carrying of water.
Now, look here, you, said Wolfie firmly. The sorcerer has left me in charge, and if I tell you to fetch water, that'd jolly well better be what you do, or you're going to be starting a new career as a pile of firewood. Do I make myself clear?
All right. Most irregular, if you ask me, though, replied the broom.
But before Wolfie could remind him that no, he wasn't asking him, actually, the broom had disappeared, slamming the kitchen door behind him. Wolfie sauntered back across the kitchen. This sorcery lark was a piece of cake.